Rishi Sunak says he'll speak to his Israeli counterpart to discuss how to prevent further escalation in the region. Speaking in the Commons, the PM says Tehran's showing its true colours.
The scale of the attack and the fact that it was targeted directly at Israel are without precedent. It was a reckless and dangerous escalation. If it had succeeded, the fallout for regional security and the toll on Israeli citizens would have been catastrophic.
Australian police are investigating whether a man who killed six people at a Sydney shopping centre at the weekend was deliberately targeting women. 40-year-old Andrew Cauchi's parents say he was mentally unwell. Donald Trump's become the first former US president to go on trial for criminal charges. He's accused of covering up payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. People in part of Staffordshire are convinced a mini tornado is blowing through their village. Strong winds have torn tiles from roofs, swept away fences and damaged trees in Nutton. This man's caravan was blown over, but he says the destruction's limited to a few streets.
We had damage at the church, which is just about 250 metres away, and then it swept through in the sake of about a minute and a half in total, and damaged houses on Nutton Lane. Trampolines over houses and conservatory roofs gone.
Stormy weather hit much of England, Wales and Northern Ireland, forcing some bridges and parks to close. A moment's silence has been held to mark 35 years since the Hillsborough disaster. 97 people died following the tragedy at the FA Cup semi-final between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest on this day in 1989. And the Premier League says it's urgently seeking to have Everton's appeal against a two-point deduction resolved before the end of the season. The club are challenging the punishment. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's Monday at 6pm.
Under the Radar on Phoenix FM. Welcome to another edition of Under the Radar with me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix FM. Playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, as always. And live in the studio, a special one tonight. We have live, playing live and having a chat as well. We have Luce Rushton, who's come in via trains today. Very pleased to have Luce here. We've got album of the week this week from English Teacher, an amazing debut album from them. Actually, we're spoiled for choice with albums this week because we've got Girl in Red, we've got the KVB, we've got Bodega, Wojtek the Bear, there's loads I could go on and on. So all that is coming up, and we're going to start with a new track from the Lemon Twigs, and this is going to be on their new album, which is called A Dream Is All We Know, which is out on May the 3rd, and this is called How Can I Love Her More?
Never say a bad thing about her.
That is the Lemon Twigs, and from their forthcoming album. Right, we've got Luce Rushton here. Welcome to the studio, Luce.
Hello, thanks very much for having me.
And yeah, appreciate you reorganising this so quickly, because obviously you were supposed to be here last week and there was a train strike, but you're here. And this time we had trees down on the lines, but luckily not on our particular line. It was on the one next to it. But yeah, you've made it here through some terrible weather, wasn't it, on the way?
Made it, yeah. Just about.
Yeah. But first of all, we have to do this. Because a few days ago you became Auntie Luce.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Thank you very
much. And yeah, what a special day, especially for Nana Eileen. Let's give Nana Eileen a shout out. She had a special day today.
Special day today, yeah.
Yeah, good.
She met him for the first time today.
So. Great. And everyone doing well?
Yeah, everyone's doing well, yeah.
Good, good. Now, you're originally from Haslingden, which is in Lancashire, which is basically near Manchester, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when did you move to London?
When I was 18, about 7 years ago.
And that was that through for music, was it, you moved?
Yeah, I went to Goldsmiths Uni, so I
yes.
Yeah, I moved down for that.
Yeah, so many musicians start there. Yeah. Can you remember how we met, the first time we met? Can you remember that?
Did we meet at a show?
Well, what happened was, this was before lockdown, and for those that don't know, you were the drummer of Deep Tan.
Mm-hmm.
You was there in that band for quite a few years, weren't you?
Yeah.
Before COVID and after. And this was before COVID, and you was doing a promotional photo shoot outside Rough Trade.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I was outside, and I recognised you, not actually from Deep Tan, and I remember saying to one of the members... that I recognised you, and it turned out that it was through Moonbloon, who's another band you're in, who are actually from Essex, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reese is from Essex. Is it somewhere like Burnham on Crouch or something like that?
I can't remember. Or Rayleigh, exactly what it's called,
something like that. But so you've been to Essex, you played probably at Chelmsford, I think.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Yeah. It was really nice to go.
Yeah, so that's where I first saw you at Chelmsford, and then we met at Rough Trade, yeah. And I've seen you many times since, with Deep Tan, also solo as well. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. We're on the Mixcloud Live if you want to join us. It's mixcloud.com/live/PhoenixFM/. And you can have a little nose into the studio. So, yeah, other than, say, you started as a drummer, but I think you said it was songwriting was your main love, wasn't it? You wanted to go to the front.
Yeah, songwriting's the true passion, I think. But yeah. I love playing music in all ways.
And you're very busy. You've released tracks with Bugs. Are they still going, by the way?
Not at the minute, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And of course, you've also done, obviously, with Deep Tan. Also, Lilo, you've done some stuff with them. And also TV Room, which was your project, which is now Luce Rushton.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's another band called TV Room, isn't there? Which is
I had to change name, unfortunately.
And we're going to hear three songs from you tonight. We're going to take the first one now. And this was your first one that you released, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And this is called Balcony. Take it away.
There's a little congregation at the end of your hand, and the pencil, it doesn't take long when she puts it like that to find her intention. Something I can learn, get you there, write it on a page or a church on a back bench. She threw the bag away, on left through my heart. 35 today, don't know why I found it so hard to say. But that's the choice I made. She's sitting on a kitchen chair. Well, what was the point in that? What a lot of time to waste. I hope you don't think that way. Time is against me. I didn't deal with myself before you. It was the hardest choice to make. The moment you saw through me, was it the bench or the balcony? Or every touch between? Now it gets dark in the evening. I see when I'm breathing. Haven't seen you since leaving. People don't stay. Where you leave them? People don't stay. Where you leave them? But that's the choice.
Yay, brilliant, thank you, Luce. Luce Rushton live in the studio, and that was Balcony, and that was the first solo track you released, and that was in 2020,
I think. Yep.
During the lockdowns.
Yes, it was. Yeah, just at,
I remember,
the start.
Yeah, yeah, I remember playing it on my show. As you say, it was released under TV Room, and now you are about to release an EP, which is called Slinky.
Yeah.
And am I right to say it's June the 5th? It's coming out.
Yes. That's
so
it.
We've got two more tracks that we haven't heard yet. Which, is that right? Two more?
Yes, that's true, yeah. Two
yeah.
More.
You're going to release one before and then the whole thing, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, and the whole yeah. thing together.
Very good. And you're on Sad Club Records.
Yes, indeed.
Which is a fantastic label. Some brilliant stuff on there. I'm loving Trinket.
Yeah.
I really love Trinket.
I love being on Sad Club. It's just such a good label.
Yeah. And also Ellie Bleach, of course. I've played so much on that, from that label, on my shows. Nudista, of course.
Yeah.
I've got a new one out at the moment. And, yeah, how did you come to sign for Sad Club?
Well, Bugs, the old band I used to play drums in, we were signed to Sad Club. So that's how I met Tallulah.
Ah.
I'm not sure how they met, but
right.
I met her through that. And then... when I started to think about releasing my own stuff, I sent Tallulah a message, and then yeah, we got working together.
And it's a real family, isn't it? Because there was a Sad Club Christmas party,
yeah,
gig, which I was there at Rough Trade, and you've got various members going in other bands, and you're all helping out. It was brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's in each other's projects. It's really
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, that was a great night. Hopefully Tallulah will put another one of them on.
Yeah, definitely.
Hopefully.
Hope so.
That was a great night, yeah. Right, we're going to have another track. But this one, first of all, we're going to play a studio version because this your sound is very different, studio version, to what we've got set up here. So let's listen to one of my favourite tracks from last year. And this is going to be on the EP, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
This
yeah.
is... Night Drive Through.
Let you sleep beside the breeze and let you to come closer. It falls in the fan. Goes around your shoulder. Keep the rain and sand to sleep. This is the height of summer. But the brightest thing about the day, I know I'll get another. And I want it.
my breathing home with you. Said you love the sound. Want me to have you try half best to hold me down. I want to know when it reaches you. But under the waterfall tap, I want you to be close to it. Watch me, my mouth might be covered by yours, but we're talking.
Rushton, who's here in the studio. That was the released version, that's right, of Night Drive Through, which is going to be on your EP, Slinky. Just going back to Sad Club, maybe it would be good if Tallulah could work out a package tour, like they used to do. Two Tone and Stiff Records used to send all their artists around the country and put them all on a big coach and send them all
around. I'd love that, yeah.
That would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
It would be really good.
Yeah, anyway, your EP is coming out on June the 5th and you're going to play the latest track, which came out last week. I played it last week on my show. There's some lovely keys on it, isn't there?
Yes,
and
there is.
Who's doing the keys on that?
My friend Jar, who has a project called Tall Child.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And Jar's just got all the backing vocals of Jar as well, and got a really amazing voice.
Bassist as well, is it?
Bassist is Reese, actually.
Ah,
from
right. Okay. Let's hear this one. This is called How It Works. Tell us about How It Works.
It was written quite a while ago, actually, after a breakup. And I sort of sat on it for quite some time and decided that I'd like to release it as part of this EP because it's sort of like taken on a few different forms. And then I finally decided on the lyrics and went to record it with Joe Futak, who does a lot of people, yeah.
Yes, Wildest.
Yes, yeah.
Yes,
He's just very prolific.
Yeah, he does a lot.
Really helped it come to life.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Let's hear the stripped back version now in the studio.
Caught in the winter, I remember the smell of you.
was holy to me, you're gone and I'm not finished with you yet. I'll always be here if you choose me. I'm not ready to go, but that's just how it works. I was the place, now I'm alone. Pillow to my face, that's you, and it stings like smoke as it burns my nose. We're just in my room, you don't feel it too. Touch me, it feels like a bruise. Perfume hurt me, shirt turned me grey. This is still gonna work, but you're just afraid and not warm to me anymore. Where did you put me? I'm still so sure, so make me wait for your comeback. When he doesn't phone, I must be the home.
That's Luce Rushton live version of How It Works, which came out last week, and it's going to be on your EP Slinky. Another one to come in a mo. So you've got a gig next week,
yes.
Luce, and it's a free one as well.
Yes, it is indeed.
Yeah, it is on the 24th, which is next Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that right? And it's at the Shacklewell Arms in Dalston, and alongside you playing is Melanie Baker, and I think it's her EP launch, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I played tracks from it, so that'll be a good night. Come along to that one. And have you got any more shows planned? Can you announce any?
Yes, I've got I think I can, because I should be announcing the day after tomorrow anyway, but a headliner coming up in June 15th. So yeah, really excited for that, the George Tavern.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yes, and that's all that there is in the calendar at the minute.
Okay.
But yeah, after the EP launch, hopefully going to plan a tour, which would be really good.
Wow, around the country?
Yes, yeah.
Wow, that would be brilliant, yeah. Fantastic. So, yeah, let me write that down. June the 15th, did you say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the George Tavern, that's where the Last Dinner Party, they did all their artwork for their album in there. Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently their first gig was there. I wasn't there, but yeah. Oh, good stuff. Give your socials a little shout out.
My Instagram is Luce Rushton with three N's at the end.
Three N's, okay.
And that's the same for all of my socials, like Twitter.
You're not on TikTok, are you?
I am, and it's the same on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as much to my misfortune, yeah, I've got to do the TikTok. You've all got to do it.
When Sophia Wolfson was here, she was looked at in disgust when I said, "Is there a TikTok?"
Yeah, it doesn't feel like when you do it, you feel, you know, oh, I yeah, these TikToks. But you know, people, it does get more bigger audience, and
it's true.
Fun.
Yeah. Right, we've got a bit of an exclusive now, haven't we? You're going to play a song that no one else has heard.
Yes, not released yet.
And this is not going to. Is this going to be on the EP?
No,
it's not.
Be on,
so,
one in the future, though.
Wow. So this is a very early play of Rubies.
Lift your eyes up, sitting down, back to the grass you're pulling out. I get on the level, I don't know how. Sat above the flowing sound, I know why you chose the ground. Can't face the bench to be so close to me. Mm-hmm.
Luce Rushton and First Play Anywhere of Rubies. So that will be released in the future. And I'll always go back to that and say that it was first heard on this show. thanks so much for playing those songs, Luce.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Pleasure. You're going to hang around. So any questions, if you've got any questions for Luce, you can send them in via the Mixcloud or radio at phoenixfm.com. Any questions? She's going to be hanging around. We're going to be talking about America and various things coming up, but we're going to play a few tracks now. And this is on a busy week of new releases. This is a new one from Ella, and this is called Boys.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
Sideways. chasing away these burnout blues. Reach for the stars. Still I don't make it very far. Losing my
is Dent May teaming up there with Jordana for a track called Coasting on Fumes. I don't know if you're aware of Dent May.
I'm not, actually.
And that's from an album, What's for Breakfast. He's from LA. And you had a very exciting end to 2023. You got to tour the States with Girl Ray.
Yeah.
So how did that link up happen? Because I remember before COVID, I saw Girl Ray and they did have a keys player. It was a chap, I think. So obviously he was just a temporary player. So how did you get to step in?
He has been in their band for a while doing like session work, and yeah. He sort of wanted to move away from touring so much. So
yeah.
Actually, again through Tallulah, mm-hmm. who's really good friends with Girl Ray, she recommended me to them, and we hit it off, and I just bit their hand off at the opportunity to do that because I love the band so much. I've been a fan of them for a long time, since their first album. And it was amazing to play the songs and to go to America as well.
Yeah, so. And you did lots of dates. What was the highlights? Any particular places?
Texas was amazing. Yeah. We spent a few days in Texas just driving around. It was just so big.
And yeah. You did the very famous KEXP session as well.
Definitely. Yeah,
because I've watched so many of those with the brilliant lighting they've got there.
Yeah.
So to be there doing one must have been just amazing.
It was amazing. It was very stressful because it's like a dream of mine, but then also you're playing live on air, you're being filmed, there's a live audience too. Oh. You only get one take. It was like, it was very stressful, but like so worth it. Yeah. It was so good.
Oh, good stuff. Because I do believe, I think one of Girl Ray used to work in Rough Trade with Tallulah, I believe.
Yeah.
That was the link. Yeah.
Iris.
Yeah, that's it. And Iris has performed in your band, hasn't she?
Yeah, Iris is my drummer now. So it all links up.
Yeah. Brilliant. Right, another track. Oh, I should have lined one up, shouldn't I? What should we play next? This is a new one from 88 Miles. They're from the Midlands, and this is called High.
It's kind of weird that you're here and you're looking at me. I look across like it's nothing, but it's you that I see. And I'm sitting here thinking, why won't she say?
That was Famous Friend, and Famous Friend is Zach Carlson from LA, and that is the title track from his EP. Good EP, that one. That's called Tan Lines. Now, album of the week this week comes from English Teacher. Now, you're a fan, Lou, aren't you?
I am, yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, and you've heard the album?
I have indeed, yeah.
Yeah, this is their debut, This Could Be Texas, and I think it could be on a lot of people's top 10 lists at the end of the year.
Definitely.
And I'm not just mean like on the indie scene, but also I think some big publications as well. And what a role model Lily Fontaine is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she's been to the Houses of Parliament speaking up about supporting grassroots venues. And it takes a lot of guts to go up on there and...
Yeah, definitely.
The Houses of Parliament.
So, yeah. I admired her so much for that.
Yeah. They are from Leeds, I believe, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, we're going to hear two tracks from it. Now, I've played the singles on the shows, so I'm going to go with two non-singles. This first one is called Side Boob.
Thank you.
That was a new name to the show. That was Who Ate All the Crayons, and they're from Berkshire, and that track is called Tired. Now we've got another track from a new album which came out on Friday. It was a busy week of new albums, and it was the debut from Seagoth, a.k.a. Georgia Okia, from Cheshire. And the album is called How to Stay Awake, and this is a single that I have played on the show before. This is called Internet Cafe. Yeah, that was Seagoth. I think a new name to you, Luce?
Yeah, but I really liked it.
Yeah, great track. And this next one is Bodega. And you know so many people. And you have been on tour with them, haven't you?
Yeah, I played my first gigs in abroad, actually, with them a few years ago.
And that was with Deep Tat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, their second album came out on Friday. It was a big week for new albums. It's called Our Brand Could Be Your Life. And I'm going to play a track from it now. They're back over here next month, briefly. They're mainly doing around Europe. And then they're doing a bigger UK tour in October. This is a track from the album. It's called Webster Hall.